Over the weekend, Utah's Republican governor declared a state of emergency and a statewide mask mandate. Audrey Regan tells us if Idaho could make a similar move.
Utah's Governor Gary Herbert made the announcement on Sunday as hospitals approached critical capacity and its positive coronavirus test rate hovered around 17%.
We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer. Individual freedom is certainly important, and it is our rule of law that protects that freedom.
But Idaho's Governor Brad Little continues to avoid a statewide approach, leaving the choice to individual jurisdictions. Dr. David Pate of the Idaho Coronavirus Task Force says Idaho could be headed in Utah's direction.
The big challenge that many Idaho hospitals are having today is not having enough beds, is having enough staff.
Idaho reached a new all-time high of 1,146 confirmed COVID-19 cases on Monday. Some Idaho hospitals have been so strained they've had to send patients to other facilities. Dr. Pate says there's no question about it. Masks work to stop the spread.
At the end of the day, it's all going to be about whether we follow the advice, either voluntarily or under a mandate.
He also encourages Idahoans to get a flu shot and avoid Thanksgiving travel. Audrey Regan, Boise State Public Radio News.